Jesus was by the Sea of Galilee one day, and he was already a pretty famous guy. Everywhere he went, crowds of people followed along and gathered close. So there he was with more and more and more people crowding up next to him, and he found a fishing boat. And he pushed the boat away from the shore, got his feet a little bit wet, climbed into the boat, and sat down. And all the people were crowded together on the shore. And Jesus said, "Listen now, while I tell you a story." He said, "A person went out with a bag full of seeds. The person's job was to sow the seeds. And so the sower began to dip up handfuls of seed from the sack and with a sweeping gesture, scatter the seeds into the fields. All day long, the sower walked, casting the seeds, and they flew out into the world. And some of the seeds landed on the path, which had been so tamped down by the footprints of people and animals that it was hard dirt, and the seeds could not sink down into the soil. And so birds came along and ate up the seeds. And then some of the seeds fell on rocky ground. There was only a little bit of dirt among the rocks. And so those seeds sprouted quickly, but when the sun started to shine, they got burned. They didn't have any roots to draw up the moisture that they needed, and so they withered. Some of the seeds fell among the thorn plants, and as those thorn plants grew and became thorny bushes, they crowded out the little seeds, didn't give them space, didn't give them light, didn't give them nourishment, and so the thorn bushes choked out the seeds. But some of the seeds fell on good soil, and those seeds, when the sun shone and the rain fell, they sprouted. And over time, as the days and weeks and months passed, they grew roots, they grew leaves, and they became mature plants until they created a harvest opportunity. And when the grain was harvested, in some cases, as much as 100 times as much grain was gathered as had originally been planted, and in some cases, 60 times as much, in some cases, 30 times as much. Jesus said, "Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind, let this story live inside of you. Learn from it and act according to what you have learned." And so we're going to join hands now, find somebody's hand to hold it so that we can say a prayer. Dear God, teach us to scatter with joy your word of love and grace. Teach us to celebrate the harvest. May we never grow tired of spreading your mercy, your justice, your peace, and your healing power in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.